definitely enjoy something.
Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you.
Word, but he stayed right there because of you and I.
I know. Mr. Grimes, question to you. What do you think about a Good Friday? What does Good Friday mean to you?
Good Friday means to me, you know, we look forward. We know the good news. We know how the story ends. So even though on that Friday Jesus was crucified, we know that he went down in the grave, but he didn't stay. But 3 days, he was resurrected with all power in his hands and restored us to right relationship with God, that we might have right to eternal life.
So what is one of the things that sticks out in your mind that happened on Good Friday?
Perseverance, the fact that Christ, he knew what he came for, and he saw it through. Despite what it felt like, despite what it looked like, he persevered all the way to the end.
All right. Evangelist Moses, tell me what you think about a Good Friday.
Good Friday is just to be here among the living one more time. God saw fit to let that happen one more time. And also that he remembered me. And everything that I do wrong, regardless of how this is grace and mercy sufficient, and he remembers me every day of my life.
And so what is one of the things that sticks out to you in your mind personally that on a Good Friday? What sticks out in your mind the most?
That regardless of how he suffered and what he went through, he was still on that cross praying for me. That's what sticks out the most.
Still looking out for me.
Still looking out for me.
What is the living? What does Good Friday mean to you?
Good Friday means to me it's a day that we don't have to wear it anymore. For Christ died for us and was crucified and got up on the third day. That meant that every Friday for the rest of our life, okay, until eternity, would be good. Whether or not we believe it or not,
right,
it's a Good Friday.
And so what on Good Friday, what stands out personally? What stands out for you that happened on that day? What stands out?
Jesus was our example. And even during the time at the cross, he displayed love. And that's the word that stands in my mind.
Amen.
Because Jesus showed love to the thief, to the two thieves,
yep,
that were on the cross. He showed love to his mother. He showed love to the ones that crucified them.
Because
he asked, Father, forgive them not. Forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Amen. You can tell these preachers are fired up. I can't wait to be out there with them in the mix. And the biggest thing that Good Friday means to me is that the enemy is defeated. And when you know that the enemy is defeated, you can rejoice. And you can know that even though it might be tough sometimes, but in the end, we're going to win. and so that's why it's a Good Friday. And it's good news because the all the oppression, all the penalties of sin were taken care of on that Good Friday. And so I just rejoice every time we come to this time of year because I know the rest of the year and getting to this point, I know it's a struggle. I know people go through all kind of difficult times, you know, from year to year. But it seems like when the springtime comes and this Good Friday comes, that we get like a renewed strength. So I'm excited about that. And so, you know, I just wanted our listeners to know that, you know, there's still hope and never to give up, never to turn in, never to throw in the towel. But remember, but because he lives, that he died and that he rose again, that we can face tomorrow. And, you know, that's the good news. So we're going to sign off early tonight, but we just want everyone to know that we're praying for you. We're encouraged that you continue to listen in, continue to support us. And we want to let you know that later on, if we get a good recording of our Good Friday service, we're going to give you little snippets of these preachers in action. So we'll put that on the air at a later date. But we wish everyone a Good Friday. And so now we say, now that you have the resource, we want you to get connected. And that's going to do it for us tonight. Good night.